Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, it's an appropriate song. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Great song, though.
Joe Giglio with you. Rhea Hughes joining us here. But Rhea. Hugh Douglas is such an insider, and I feel like I'm working with Adam Schefter. He's working the phones during the breaks.
Well, I came in here. I always come in, and we chat during the breaks. And Joe and I are whispering because Hugh is on the phone with someone who shall not be named because I don't want to name it and recklessly speculate.
I would never do that.
That's my line.
I use it now. When somebody asked my opinion, I said, well, I don't want to recklessly speculate, but here's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This great fellowship is brought by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mesh technology to find your perfect mattress. But here's the thing. When there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
And we go to the games, and me and Joe, we do the pregame. And we usually sit in the press box. And what I do more than anything is I ear hustle. Now, a lot of times when I ear
hustle.
Besides
gossiping.
But yeah. But
He saves the gossiping for the show.
Because
he ear hustles there.
Normally,
I think.
when I don't like to gossip because you hear more when you let other people talk.
Oh, God, yeah.
And especially when you're in the press box and you hear different things, but you never go with it because you don't know where it's coming from. You just kind of take all the information in. And then, you know, you just kind of recklessly speculate when you get an opportunity.
My favorite moment, and I don't know if you were at the table. I don't know if you were retired yet. Were you retired when Kevin Cobb started?
Yes.
Okay. The greatest thing I ever heard. So it was Hugh Douglas. Pretty sure it was Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Trey Thomas if he was retired at that time, but he might not have been.
No, I think they were still, because Ike was a year after me, I think, or something like that.
But it was you, G. Cobb, and they all were like, it was the Kevin Cobb era.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget which person said it, but I happened to be walking by. Yeah, it's his era right up until he gets punched in the face, and then we'll see how he reacts, if he gets up or not. And he pretty much never did.
Yeah, because when we watch, the beautiful thing about watching the game in the press box is that you have a lot of Eagles history there.
Yes.
And you have a lot of people talking that have different perspectives on the game. I was telling Joe a story last week where Gary Cobb just kept yelling, Sam Darnold? Was it Jared Goff? Same person. He's running around. This is before the game.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to him because, you know, I picked Detroit to win. He's like, Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, same person. And he just kept saying it.
It is fun to hang up there.
Yes, like, and I'd be darned. Yeah. The outcome was what it was. Same person.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of knowledge. You get a lot of different perspectives about things.
Well, and Hugh, the whole thing about this Jalen Hurts AJ thing is, these are things that we've all been hearing for years. You know, I would say mostly since 23.
Like, yes.
Yeah. So that's for years, but it's not a surprise to anybody.
No, it's not, and it's a surprise to people that don't know, and that's why when people decide to go with stories,
yeah,
like if I wanted to. I mean, I'm number two for Insider of the Year, by the way, Rhea. But if I really wanted to, I'm there. But yeah. I choose not to do that because, number one, I don't have to be in that lane and say everything that I hear. And the second thing is, a lot of times when these stories come out, the people that are reporting these stories make sure that they're credible because their credibility is on the line.
Well, and Joe, that's the thing that stuck with me. First of all, we've known Gunner for years. I worked with Gunner over at Comcast when it was Comcast Sportsnet. And he's not a hot takey guy.
He's not.
But here's the words in that thing that he had when he doubled down. Mm-hmm. Deliberately leaked. So this is not a media person trying to ferret out a story and, sticking their nose in.
Right.
This is someone or someone's within the organization that wanted this out in public.
And the why is really the interesting part.
Correct.
Because we all hear it. We all have heard it for a while. Yeah. But the why now. All right, so let's unpack different parts of this, Rhea. Well, let's hold off on the AJ Jalen thing, because that we've heard about for a while. The one from a couple days ago felt like it was more than just AJ, right? Like multiple people.
Sure.
Diana had that over the weekend. D-Gun. What's your take on what's going on down there? Because it feels like someone there or some people there are trying to get through to Jalen and maybe using this as the vehicle now.
Oh, well, it's clear to me that's what was done here, is they've tried talking to him and they don't like the response. So the responses go public. But the funny thing is, just from where I'm a Jalen guy. Now, remember, I had my questions last year mm-hmm. about the passing game, and then he got concussed in the Washington game, and I saw what the offense looked without him, and I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But you do watch certain things. But I would say the majority of fans are pro-Jalen in this.
I would, too.
And I would say inside the building, and that I'm going to recklessly speculate, Drew Douglas.
As long as you say that, you're good.
Exactly. That's what I figure. Is that they're more pro-AJ.
They see what he sees, in a sense, in terms of football.
Because Hugh, let me ask you a question. Now, you and I, normal people, when we get in trouble with the boss and mm-hmm. we've said something, we get called into their office.
Right. We go to them.
Jeff Lurie went to AJ Brown in his office, which is the practice field, to discuss with him. Didn't call him up to his office, which I'm sure is really nice down at the NovaCare Complex.
Yeah.
And according to Sal Palantonio's report, said, you don't have anything to apologize to me for. So,
I mean, and here's the thing, Rhea. We're in the business where, and a lot of people don't want to do this, you have to listen to what's being said. You have to listen to the context in which it's being said. Because that's how you glean. Like, nobody's just going to tell. We live in a society where they want to be told straight up what's going on. It doesn't work.
No.
Like that, especially when it comes to football.
No.
And I can tell you this. This is not the first year that there have been rumblings about Jalen.
Yeah.
Hasn't been. They won the Super Bowl. This is what makes this an anomaly. Is because as dysfunctional as this team is, they're winning football games.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, this is a bottom line business. And as long as that's happening, there's nothing that's going to change
now,
that.
We had Jason Kelce on this morning. I know you guys know that. Every Thursday we had him on. And I thought at one point, Joe would ask him a question. And I think, Kyle, it's in there. I felt like Jason was speaking directly to the entire organization. Mm. Do you have which one I'm talking about?
About the frustration and how they're not.
No, something about look on the bright side or I only had put three cuts in there.
United Front.
United Front, that's it. Okay. I felt when he said this, he would listen to him. He was speaking directly to the team.
Let's hear it.
It's everybody's best interest in that organization to be like, hey, actually, we're really good. We probably shouldn't focus on maybe what upsets us about each other as much, and maybe probably should focus out on what makes all of us so freaking great. So maybe that's what the focus should be on in that building, and I hope it is. And maybe everybody should be taking accountability to themselves and how they manifest the best on Sundays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I agree with you. He was speaking to the team.
100%.
When we opened today, I was thinking about, like, the only team that could beat the Eagles is the Eagles. This stuff could derail them. Like, I don't think there's any team out there that's really better than them.
No.
I mean, maybe a few
the
are close.
Rams, something close, yeah, but yeah.
But, like, if this doesn't end up in a Super Bowl again, it's because of this. They're infighting. Like, this is... And Rhea, we've seen this. We saw it here with T.O. and Donovan. No. We've seen it. That Lakers team with Kobe and Shaq should have won way more than they won, but they eventually just became too much, and...
The T.O. Comparison with Donovan, I think Jalen is too reserved. I mean, because remember, Donovan lashed back out at T.O.
It was both.
They both kept going at each other. And you know, I thought T.O. was in the wrong. Just, you know, who does sit-ups in their driveway?
It's
just,
yeah, it was crazy.
It's classic, though.
Okay, if A.J. does sit-ups in his driveway, I will change my mind.
Yep.
But yeah, so I don't, but I think it could end, so end the way, same way with, you know, a divorce.
Oh, I mean, Hugh, it feels like we're headed for a divorce. It's a matter of how much time do we have left, and can they keep winning? And it's, I mean, it's possible they can win another Super Bowl, and then AJ's out of here.
We're just trying to get the kids to college, man.
That's
exactly. we're just trying to stay.
That clock is counting.
I know all about that.
Hey, real. Yep. We just keep talking until we get these.
I got
kids
five
to college,
more years.
Man.
What do you mean you want to be a lawyer? I don't have six more years than me. No.
Imagine if Howie comes out. We're just trying to get the kids to college.
It's a lot of people listening right now can relate to that.
Oh, yeah, God, yes.
Hey, we're
yeah.
just trying to be cool until these kids graduate. Yeah.
Well, can we get the kids to graduation? Because
I think we can.
Okay.
I think
is
we
that
can.
One more Super Bowl? Is that what we're doing?
Well, that's what I think. Yeah. So I think after this next one, man, we probably going to have to reevaluate some things.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
We can't go three days without someone saying something around here.
But here's the thing for me personally. I don't think it would be Philadelphia if it didn't have some type of drama.
Yeah, it's better.
I mean, people are mad, Rhea, but it's like, what would we be doing if we were just talking about 8-2 teams?
Bo Allen was in here with Jason this morning, and Bo was just like, he goes, you know, at Super Bowl, I went down to Tampa, and like, you know, up here you get mad at the media sometimes because they're always in here. Nobody cared in Tampa.
Right, yeah.
Nobody cared about anything.
How about if we say stuff that you don't like, we don't want you to stop listening, but just get out your feelings and just look at it like, you know, maybe there's something to it.
Well, and here's the thing is, it's not the end of the world because we've all worked in places where we don't like people.
Guess what? There are some people that work right now that don't like their boss.
Oh, and not just their boss, their coworker.
Talking bad about now.
When I joined Instagram, my favorite memes, you know, I don't know if you call it a meme on Instagram, but my favorite things that they post on there are the people like, you know, my BFF at work, you know, I just got in trouble. Want me to light a fire? And you know, we all do. They're just, you know, they're on a higher level because nobody cares about, you know, if Joe and I don't like each other.
Right. It's bigger than that. And the thing is, when you go to the Eagles, they kind of invite some of this, Rhea. They bring in a lot of big personalities.
Yes.
Like I think it was Jeff Fleury was quoted at the owners' meetings a couple weeks ago talking about how like this is. They accept that when they have all these big names, these big personalities, this is part of the equation.
Talented personalities.
Right.
Very talented.
Alphas, but, we'll use that term. Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. The question is, can they sustain now? Because it does feel real. It's getting louder. Like last year, we had the one big blow up, right? The BG show and his comments. And then they went out and played well. And it kind of went, it died for a little bit as they got into the postseason. This one, this is back-to-back weeks where this does not stop.
Isn't that one of the reasons besides we needed a couple of reps out of them? That BG came back?
Yes. Maybe. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Oh. Good morning, Aaron.
All right, real quick. I think we need to do an intervention for one Hugh Douglas. I was scanning the social media last night.
Uh-oh.
And I grew increasingly concerned at Hugh Douglas's responses to some of the comments on Twitter. And I think we need to address that.
Were you being mean, Hugh?
Of course.
There were some Twitter fingers last
Yeah, there was a little bit.
I wasn't being mean, but listen, if you say some smart stuff, I'm going to say some stuff.
What were they going at you yesterday for?
Well, they talking about, they said...
they didn't like his quarterback list.
Yeah, they didn't like my quarterback list. Somebody said I need to mix a salad in.
I mean, talking about comment or getting in your feelings and stuff. I think the 13-year-olds in your clan on Helldivers is rubbing off on you a little too much. I think we need to push away from Helldivers for maybe a week. Just kind of give it, you know.
Why? Because I said that, I bet you, I told somebody, Rick, this is what I said.
Okay.
I said if men, if we both took our shirts off, I said, I bet your wife would get more excited when I took mine off than she would.
Did Ron talk to you about that comment yet?
He didn't say nothing.
He didn't say it yet. Because he didn't say it yet.
Well, he came in this morning, he didn't say nothing, so I thought I was cool.
Maybe, you know what?
Close to the line.
Maybe we just move on.
Speculate. You know,
maybe we just move on.
All right, Aaron, what do you got on AJ and Jalen, Aaron? What do you got?
Okay, so today is a day of, with all due respect, with all due respect to Derek Gunn, you know, you going on to the news outlets and putting information out there, you do it exactly for one reason and one reason only, and that's to get attention, to get likes, to get clicks. You know, that's what it's all about.
Aaron, can I stop you for a second? Can I stop you for a second as someone who's occasionally critical of the Eagles? You don't get likes for that kind of stuff, Aaron. He's not getting likes for it. People are pissed at him. So he's not getting likes, Aaron.
It doesn't matter. Do you ever hear there's no such thing as bad publicity? Yeah.
But he's also, hold on a second, Aaron. Derek Gunn isn't a talk show host. He is a he does talk shows, right? But in a podcast there and the post game show. But his background, he's a reporter, Aaron. He is a reporter. You know what reporters do? They report what they hear.
They report on things, right?
Yes.
And it also behooves them to add a little bit extra to their report.
No, he's not doing that, Aaron. Aaron, he's not doing that. He's not adding a little mustard on top of it.
Aaron, I would say he probably knows more than he even says.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest, he might be toning down what he's hearing.
Let me help you out, Aaron, because I'm gonna tell you something that I know that I choose not to share because, like I said, I don't have to. Me, Ike, and John Ritchie have the luxury of moving on both sides of this thing, and I can tell you to a man. There's stuff that me, John, and Ike know that we don't talk about on a daily basis. And some of the stuff that Derek says, there's some merit to it. So when you sit there, see, this is the problem. You're looking at it trying to discredit what D. Gunn is doing. D. Gunn has been doing this for 30 years. He's been in this game for 30 years. So if you don't want to take what he says with a grain of salt, or you don't want to believe it, do not come on this station and try to discredit his words because they don't make you feel good. You know what I get tired of on people in social media is when we have these reporters out here that are doing their job, and when they tell you something you don't want to hear, in order for you to cope with it, you say it's not true. I've been knowing Derek Gunn for years. Derek Gunn has broken stories where I've asked him, how the hell you get that story? And he said, hey, I can't tell you my sources. So when he says something like this, if you don't believe it, that's your business. But I know him well enough to be a credible reporter. And when he says something like that, hell, I'll even go as far. I've heard people in the organization talk about Jalen. I don't have to say any names, but I hear it every day. Like I said, I'm down there way more than you are. The reason I don't talk about it, because that's not my lane. I don't have to talk about that. I played the game. Let me finish. I played the game. I played the game.
You just discredited.
What are you talking about?
You said he was adding extra in it to make it more juicy.
Yes.
No, you're wrong.
How is that discrediting?
You are wrong.
Well, but you're twisting the idea of what he said to maybe we don't have to take it with the truth to it believe it because
you're trying to throw it out there like he's lying.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're not saying he's a liar, but you're like, well, you know, for you to cope with it, well, you know, he is trying to get people to read his story. He ain't got to do that.
Hugh, you weren't here for this. It reminds me, Rhea, of the Joe Santaliquito article on Carson Wentz.
Joe got destroyed.
It was totally unfair.
It was ugly. And what I felt bad about was, you know, we would have Joe on. And Joe came in one day and he literally showed me the emails and the text messages.
Yeah.
You know, and so I knew. But there were things we had all heard. But he got... I mean, it was vicious what Joe went through.
And then, Aaron, 2 years later, that quarterback was out of here because a lot of that stuff obviously was part of the story.
Like most of it.
Well,
it's true.
Here's what I can guarantee you, that this quarterback is not going anywhere.
I wouldn't guarantee anything, Aaron, with the Eagles. I wouldn't guarantee. They fired a coach that won the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Football out of it.
Okay.
you know, with best friends, you know, or friends in general, when you mix business with pleasure, it's going to create a division there because they are not the same people.
Aaron, you can't guarantee anything. You are full of hot air, dude. No idea what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That Jalen Hurts is going to be with us for the next 5 years?
How do you know?
Aaron,
you live in San Diego.
It's an insane guarantee. It's an insane guarantee to think he'll be here 5 years from now.
He is the chosen one.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
He is going to bring us to 3 more Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is the reason why we have gone to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Okay, you guys keep talking about, like, everybody's talking about the Rams right now, right?
I see
right?
why you find him so annoying every day.
Dude,
it's like amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. The Seahawks.
And you just keep letting him go and go and go.
Well, I'm trying to find the right time to yell at him.
He's the reason. Saquon Barkley might have a little thing to say about that.
And the defense.
Yeah.
You done, Aaron?
The Seahawks.
Oh, now we got the Seahawks.
No, never done. There's always a moment where I let go too long and I regret it. And then we threw the Seahawks in there.
It is my favorite part when I'm listening, driving home, going, when is Aaron going to get cut off?
Yep. It's always I give him 5 seconds too long and then I hate myself afterwards. All right, Rhea, there is a game this weekend.
There is
a game this weekend.
You mean it's Cowboys week and we haven't discussed the Cowboys
all right,
at all?
Let me ask you this. Yes. So if I were to... Yep. If 4 weeks ago, when you said, Joe, the Cowboys week, yeah. I would have said, they're going to blow them out. The Cowboys are terrible defensively. I think the Eagles are going to win the game. They win basically every game. I feel like this one might be a little harder than I thought a few weeks ago. They've improved a little bit defensively. Mm-hmm. They got Quinnen Williams now. And we've played 2 games in a short period there and now go to this one. They had a bye before the last game. So they're on a short week, but they're coming off of a bye before that. I think this one might be a little bit of a challenge. What are you feeling?
Who have they beaten?
Well, bad teams. Yeah, Giants, Commanders,
I like
Raiders.
How you pause. Well,
bad teams.
Yeah, but it's still the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, it is the Cowboys. And listen, they have an offense that can score.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what have the Eagles' defense done to the last 2 offenses
shut
that could
down.
Score?
Yeah, shut them down.
I mean, shut them down.
But are we going to score without Lane, without Juergens?
Well, I think maybe it was Zach Berman had, and I didn't realize this last year, the Eagles 4-1 or 5-1 without Lane last year. Did he miss 5 games last year?
Well, he definitely missed games earlier in the season.
I know earlier in the season.
And I don't think he's been at his normal lane this year, so the drop-off probably isn't quite as far to Fred.
So I just think, and by the way, Dak's dealing with a hip issue. Yeah, I mean, with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, you know, that's form, but they really haven't beat anybody.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll win. I want it to be a blowout, and I feel like it might not be.
It could be high scoring, which would please. Can you imagine if it's like 34-30
after
and the Eagles lose.
So we're happy with the offense, but we lost the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it could. That's my point. I do think, to their credit, and I don't normally give the Dallas Cowboys a lot of credit, I think Dak Prescott has been a very good leader during this time. Like rallied the team around after losing their teammate, kept them together.
Yep.
And I think that played a part in it.
Yeah, it's just a weird spot in the schedule. I mean, the Eagles are clearly better. I mean, Dallas isn't going to win more than a couple more games this season. This one feels like it's going to be a challenge. But Rhea, we appreciate hopping on. And then I guess we won't talk next week. It's Thanksgiving. So happy,
that's right.
Happy early Thanksgiving.
I don't get to, I will text you my reckless speculations while I'm watching football games next Thursday.
That. Yeah. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. You realize that?
We work Thursday.
No, we don't work Thursday.
Thanksgiving. We do work Friday. We got a game on Friday, Hugh.
I'll be forgetting.
You're just so caught up in the insider of the year stuff.
No, I'm just
Are you in the running?
I am. I think I was number 2 on somebody's list, wasn't
it? Yeah. And this next break, you're gonna make some more phone calls here?
Well, you know, I'm gonna make some phone calls. But see, the information that I get, I can't share.
Well, you can share it in like...
There's a way, Angelo taught me this a long time ago.
Right.
You just put it out as your opinion.
Okay, is that what I do?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I ask you for his opinion. He gives me an opinion. Not his, just it's an opinion. So do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Thank you, Rhea. We will see you soon. All right, on the other side, we got a lot to. Your phone call's coming up. We'll tell you about how we're giving away a great prize today. And Jalen Hurts answered a string of questions on these reports yesterday. We'll let you hear that in full next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This is me. It's Black Friday sale at the Mattress Warehouse with deals that hit harder than a well-known push to the tush that moves the pile. Now through December 2nd, save up to $1,000 warehouse-wide on all the top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, Sealy, and a whole lot more. Plus 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and one-year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered. Look, you spend a third of your life in the bed. If your mattress is weak, Your recovery is weak. Makes sense, don't it? Take it from me. The right setup changes how you rest and how you feel when you wake up. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology, you get a step up, build up for you. Backed by 100% comfort guarantee. Do what I did and upgrade with total confidence now during the Mattress Warehouse Black Friday sale. Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.